Arachayim Hilchas Shabbos, and we almost finished all of Hilchas Kiddush, Reisha and Gimel, still a little bit in the middle. This week is going to be the first yahrzeit of Yehuda Frankel, Moshe Yehuda Frankel, who died last year, a young man, a learned young man, died before he had a chance even to get married. He's the son of Judy and Mark Frankel from the neighborhood from Queens. So we dedicate the learning Lezecha Mishmasai. It is also the yahrzeit of Mrs. Shmuel Gold's mother. So we dedicate the learning Lezecha Mishmasai Yishan Menya Bastovit. And of course, all of the learning this year, the last year, is all dedicated to Zecha Nishmas Rabbi Arbisfeld, Abchaim Rabbi Abraham Arbisfeld, who died in the beginning of the corona problem almost a year ago. It's almost his first yahrzeit. Zecha Kulam Levracha. So last week we discussed the din, among other things, we discussed the din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Even if one is the two opinions in Tosis, where the Kiddush Alayayin is the Raisa, only Kiddush B'Dvarim. We pass in the Halacha that Alayayin is only the Rabbanan, and to recite the Kiddush is a Din the Raisa. So Yotze, we're really with the Kiddush B'Tfil. Kiddush Alakos is only with the Rabbanan. So even according to that opinion in Tosis, that Kiddush Alayayin is the Raisa, but Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that for sure is only the Rabbanan. But nonetheless, that's the din. You have to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they presented it that there are three different levels. If you have a gigantic room, and I recite Kiddush in one end of the room, and all of a sudden all the lights go out over there. So mipina lepina bosa cheder, from one corner of the room to the other corner, even if I didn't have that in mind from the very outset, that's not called the Shina Makom. That's considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda. What about mecheder lecheder b'osa bayis? So then we say it depends. If melechatchila, the person had in mind when he said Kiddush, that he's going to recite Kiddush in this room, different rooms in the same apartment, or different rooms in the same house. So he recited Kiddush in this room, but he plans to eat in the other room, then it is considered Kiddush Makom Suda. But if he didn't have that in mind from the very outset, when he recited the Kiddush, then he has to repeat the Kiddush, because it's not considered Kiddush Makom Suda. And if it's Mibayis Labayis, let's say it's two different apartments in the same building, or two different buildings, he recites Kiddush in one location, even if he has a mind that he's going to eat in a different apartment or in a different building, that's considered Kiddush Alev Makom Suda, and you have to repeat the Kiddush again. Midirabbanim. And I told you, Yotze with the Kiddush Betvila. We're talking Midirabbanim, that you need not only Kiddush Alayayim, but you need that the Kiddush should be B'Makom Suda. So this these three halachas apply also to another two dinim. The din is that when you eat the pas, for sure, if you eat bread, so the Gemara says you have to recite Birchas Hamazon b'mkomo, in the same place where you ate the bread. A lot of times you attend a wedding and you're sitting, they give you a card with which table you're sitting all around one corner. Then it comes to the benching, everybody's going to move over to the other end of the gigantic room. Everyone's going to be near the Chasen Kala to say the Birchas Hamazon with the Sheva Brachas. So most of the poskim are of the opinion that Mipina Lepina Bosa Cheder is considered Bosa Makom, even if you didn't have a mind from the very outset. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the footnote in the Shaar HaTzion in Hilchas Birchas Hamazon, he quotes an opinion in Achrayim, not so, that Birchas Hamazon is different from Kiddush. That Mipina Lepina Bosa Cheder is still called, that's not considered Birchas Hamazon B'Makom Achila. You should really bench in the same place where you wait. Rav Soloveitchik used to be medaktik on that. He thought you should be machma on that. That is not exactly the same. But most of the poskim assume, the majority of the poskim assume, that the same three principles apply there that apply here by Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And the third din is, the Gemara has a halach in Perek Arbei Psochim. Let's say a person, he's not eating bread. If you're eating bread and you had already a kazayas and you have to recite Birchas Hamazon, so then even if you go to a different location, that's considered a hemshach of the achila. But if you didn't have bread, you had something which is not tom bracha lachra b'mkoma. You're eating vegetables, or you're eating chicken, or something. So yeshivas hamidim that require alamichya, aloeitz, alagefen, so that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether it's tom bracha lachra b'mkoma. So let's say something that doesn't require neither birchas hamazon nor the me'ein sholosh, the bridged form of the birchas hamazon. You just say bar nefashis, some kind of food that you say bar nefashis. So the person started eating, and then he walks out of the room, and he comes back into the room. So even he walks out of the room and he wants to continue eating in a different room. Or he walks out of the room and he comes back into the room and wants to continue eating here. But once he walked out of the room, that's considered shina makam, it's considered a new achila. If it's a new achila, then you need a new bracha. Unless it's mipina lepina, less the three klolim. Mipina lepina bosached, there is not called the shina makam. So you don't have to say new bracha, even if you didn't have in mind. The micheder lecheder bosabais depends whether you had in mind. But mibais lebais, that's considered a shina makam. Yeah,
does it matter if he's conceding one of the place?
I don't think it matters. I don't think so. The pashtus is that if it's a different room, then it's not a hemshach of achila, unless you had in mind mecheder lecheder bosabais, one room to the other in the same apartment. If you had in mind, then that is considered a hemshach of achila. Let's say all of my children are married already; they have their own children, they have their own babies. So, but when we had little children, it was impossible. We had nine children, so it was impossible to finish a meal without having to take one of the children in the middle to the bathroom. Or to diaper somebody in the middle, because we had so many children. So even if you're not thinking, if you would ask me in the beginning, in the middle, do you think you're going to have to walk out in the middle? I would say absolutely yes. It was impossible to have a meal without having to walk out in the middle to take care of somebody. So whenever it's an umdar in the muchach, I think even if you're not thinking consciously about it, it's an umdar in the muchach that if you would ask the person in the beginning of the meal, do you think you're going to have to walk out in the middle? So that's considered mecheder lecheder b'osabayis. That's considered as if he had it in mind. Yeah, what is the idea behind that? Let's say a person eats and he's mesiach das. He made up his mind. That's it. He's going to recite the bar nefesh. He's going to recite the alamichya or something. And then he changes his mind and he continues to eat. So once you have a hesach das, that's considered a new achila. So of course you need a new bracha. Where did they get this idea that if you make a shino makim? If you make a shini makim, that's considered like a new achila. It's the equivalent of it. Even though there is no hesach hadas, it's the equivalent of a hesach hadas. So we once suggested that perhaps it's based on the din by Korban Pesach. The Gemara has in Pesachim has a machlokes hatanaim. So we paskin la halacha haPesach nechol b'shnei mekaymus. Let's say there's a Korban Pesach. And you have 10, 15 people on Memuna on one Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach wasn't so big. There weren't so many kezesim. It's a tiny little behemoth. It was just born. A sheep or a lamb, a goat, whatever. So it's not so big because it has to be before the first birthday. And there's a season when they're all born. They're born around this time, in the springtime. So it's a tiny little behemoth. So the Gemara says every Korban Pesach used to have at least 10 people memuna on a Korban Pesach. The Gemara says they once wanted to take a census of the Jewish people, so they calculated how many Korbanos Pesach, they counted how many Korbanos Pesach, and each Korban Pesach had at least 10 people with the memuna. So let's say you have 15 people memuna on one Korban Pesach. It's too much to crowd around in one room, so we divide the Korban Pesach in half. We have 15 people, we divide it in half, and we say which 7 people want to eat here, which 8 people want to eat there. Well, let's say you're going to have 15 people, you're going to have 5, 5, and 5, you're going to eat in 3 different houses. So we pass on Allah HaPesach Nechol B'Shnei Mekaymus. You can divide the Korban Pesach. The 15 Mamunim can decide. 5 of them are going to eat in one apartment, 5 are going to eat in another apartment, and the remaining 5 are going to eat in a third apartment. So the Pasuk sounds like you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, no, the way we pass on, Tzemach Legis HaTanayim and the Mishnah Pesach, we pass on HaPesach Nechol B'Shnei Mekaymus. The Korban Pesach may be eaten in 2-3 different locations. However, ein ha'ochel, ochel b'shnei mekaymus. One person, once you started eating over here, you can't continue to eat somewhere else. You have to continue eating over here. Why? So apparently the din is we only allow each one of the Memunim on the Korban Pesach to have one Achila. But one Achila does mean only one Kazayis. If you want to have five Kazayisim, it's also fine. Look, you have to divide it in 15 shares equally. Some people don't want to eat so much, so they only want to eat one or two Kazayisim, so the others will be able to eat three or four Kazayisim. Okay, but he can't take 25 Kazayisim. They're Shutfin together, so it's a Chalukas HaShutfin. So we allow you to eat two Kazayisim, but if you started eating here, and you want to continue eating in a different room, in a different building, so then a Shinoi Makam is considered a new Achila. So we don't allow any one of the Memunim on the Korban Pesach to have more than one Achila. We only allow one Achila. So if, just like if there would have been a Hesach Hadas, let's say he eats his two Kazayisim and he figured that's all. He's not going to have any more because everybody got the two Kazayisim. And then one of them doesn't want to eat two Kazayisim. He's full. He only eats one Kazayis. He doesn't want to have two. So it's going to be a leftover Kazayis. So if I want to continue eating, I have to say another brocha on the new kazayis. It's got to have a hesach hadas. It's a new achila. So the pashtus is, once you had a hesach hadas, that's called a new achila. So that's what the din in the chumash is. Ein ha'echal lo'echal b'shnei mekaymis. None of the memunim can have two achilas. We only allow one achila.
You already made a motzi. What's your second brocha going to be? A charcoal again or all achilas pesach?
Probably al achilas pesach, okay. But the din is that you're not allowed to. Just like ein ha'echal echal b'shnei mekaymis, because if you're going to have a shini makim, that's by definition labeled as a new achila. So if you're going to have a hesra hadas, you're finished and you're not going to eat anymore. So then, let's say they sang Shir HaMalas and they're ready to bench. And then one of them realizes there's still Korban Pesach left. So they should eat it. So l'chora, they're not allowed to eat it. I would think that's a new achila. And no one of the shutfim is permitted to have more than one achila.
Now you're going to be over on Los Osirum, no matter what, Boker, if you're going to physically leave it over.
Okay, but I think the din is you're not allowed to. I think that's exactly what the pasuk says. No person is allowed to have more than one achila. So it does mean you can't have more than one kazayis. You can, it does mean that the 3-5 kazayisim have to be tokadei achilas pras, not necessary. As much as you eat is called one achila, provided that it's b'makom echad. But if you're going to eat in one location and then eat some more in another location, even if you had that in mind, ein ha'echal b'shnei mekaymis, because that's called two achilas. So I think the din would be the same if you had a hesach hadas from eating, that no one would be permitted to eat the second achila. I think that's called the tikkun rabbanan. Came there, I said tikkun. I think the din the rabbanan, that if you have two achilas, you need two birchas hanenins, is patterned after this din the raisa by korban pesach. Ein ha'echal echal b'shnei mekaymis, because to eat b'shnei mekaymis shina makam is considered a new achila, and by korban pesach no one's permitted to have more than one achila. I think so.
Rav Schechter, so in some apartments, for example, in Washington Heights, they have a dining room, and then there is a separate living room, but it's not like there is a small door. Basically, there's almost a whole wall missing. There's maybe a three tfachim of a wall on this side, three tfachim of a wall on the other side, and in the middle there's 8 feet. That's missing, almost the whole wall is missing. So is that considered two separate rooms or one room?
I would think that it would depend on Hilchas Mezuzah. The din is, Chsabtam HaMezuzah is Beis Secha. It does mean you put a mezuzah on the entranceway to your home. If I have a home that has 20 rooms, I need a mezuzah on each room. Shulchan Aruch, they quote that there was a practice years ago that they only put a mezuzah on the front door. And Shulchan Aruch, they say that's a big mistake, that every room needs a mezuzah. Chsalt ma mezuzah beisecha means every room needs a mezuzah. So what if you have two rooms, and you have paritz merubah lo'aymid, the opening is much wider than the 3 inches on the right side, 3 inches of a wall on the left side. 3 and 3 inches, only 6 inches, and then there's more than 6 feet opening in between. So do you need a mezuzah in between the two rooms? Do you treat them as two different rooms or as one room? So the Pesach Teshuva writes over there, it depends how you use the two rooms. If one of them is a dining room and one is a den, or one is a study with a different ishtamshus, then it's considered two different rooms and you need a mezuzah in between. But if it's one, you treat the whole big, the two big rooms, because the opening is so wide, you use the ishtamshus is that you use the two rooms as one long room, and you put a long dining room table, a very long table, half of the table is in one room, half of the table is in the other room. It's used for the same ishtamshus. Then, since it's paras meruba la'imed by the opening, then the whole thing is treated as one room. That's how the Pesach Teshuva writes in Yerideya that he'll, I think it's a din deraisa. On the level of deraisa, it depends. When you have such a, the wide, the opening is so wide, it's wider than the two walls to the right and to the left put together, but parts meruba la'imed, then it depends on the ishtamshus. If it's one ishtamshus, then it's one room. It's two different ishtamshus, and then you treat it like two rooms. I think so. I think that would apply here too. Well, it's called the Shina Makama, not the Kiddush Makam Suda.
What if there's no mezuzah? What if there's no mezuzah for technical reasons?
One at a time. Let's see. What do you say? What do you say?
Hetzach Hadas. So you have to make another bracha Rishona. You don't have to make a bracha Achrona in the middle.
No, the wheat paskin, you don't have to. You can cover two different achilas with one bracha achronim. Some Rishonim said that you have to bench. Let's say you finished eating bread and you sang Shir HaMalas and you decide you want to eat some more bread. So you have to wash again and say HaMoitzi. But we say that two meals of bread can be covered with one Birchas HaMazon. You don't have to recite. There was an opinion. You have to say bracha achronim between. We don't pass like that. Two achilas need two different bracha Rishonim. But two achilas can be covered with one bracha achrayim. Yes.
Even an even if we're in the foshes.
Yeah, I think so. What did Stanley? What do you want to say?
What if there's no mezuzah for technical reasons? So, for example, it's a little bit of an arch instead of 90 degree angles and. When I put him, I have a mezuzah, but when I put a mezuzah, the person who was the sofer, he told me that technically speaking, I don't need a mezuzah, but I should have one anyways. For technical reasons, it doesn't require a mezuzah.
And the two rooms have two different ishtamshus in?
Yeah.
It's a good shaila. I think offhand, we have to look up the detail. I think offhand, I should treat it as two different rooms. But mezuzah, the din is you have to have a tzuris ha-pesach. But I think even if you don't have a tzuris ha-pesach, even if it's an archway, and it doesn't qualify as a tzuris ha-pesach for the purpose of mezuzah, I think it could still be a different room. That's a different ishtamshus. It could be still a different room. I don't know. That's a good shaila. I don't know. Okay, let's go back. We left out a couple of sifim here in the Siman Reish and Gimel. We'll cover them tonight. So we have a din. Let's say I recite Kiddush and all the people listen to my Kiddush. They're all Yotzei. That's called Shamea Ka'ina. I'm saying Kiddush because I need the Kiddush. And they're listening. So Shamea Ka'ina, those who pay attention, is considered as if they answered Amen. So they're yotze. What happens if I already was yotze Kiddush? So what are you going to say, Shemek? I don't need Kiddush. Someone comes in, they don't know how to say Kiddush. I don't have a sitter, I have to say the Kiddush by heart, and he does know how to say the Kiddush by heart. So the Gemara says, yotze, moitze. I can say the Kiddush even though I don't need it. I was ready yotze, I already finished eating, I benched already. And someone else comes in, he needs the Kiddush, so I'm permitted to repeat the Kiddush for him. What about the Bar Priya Gofen? So normally, all week long, we usually assume, let's say someone has to say Hamoitzi over a sandwich, he doesn't know how to say Hamoitzi. He doesn't know how to say the Bracha. So can I say Yatz Hamoitzi? I already said Hamoitzi for myself. Can I say Hamoitzi for the other one? So the Gemara says, no, in Bichos Hanenin, you don't allow Yotze Moitze. If I was ready Yotze, I already said I'm Moitze for myself. I can't say if it's only for someone else. But what about, the Gemara says, what about Bar Priya Gofen of Kiddush? I'm saying Kiddush for someone else, they don't know how to say. So can I be mitzi then with the boy pragofen of the Kiddush? And what about Pesach night? The bracha al achilas matzah. The other fellow knows how to eat matzah, but he doesn't know how to recite the bracha. So I'm going to say the bracha on his behalf. Yotza mitzi, even though I already said al achilas matzah, I already benched, I already finished the whole Seder. He came late. So the Gemara says, not only can I recite Asher Kiddushanah and Tzotzin Tzvano al achilas matzah for the other person, I can say hamoitzi al achilas matzah for him as well, even though it's yotza, even though I was yotza already. And usually on Birchas Hanenah, usually Borpa Gofana Moitz is at Birchas Hanenah. Birchas Hanenah, usually the Gemara says in Gemara Rosh Hashanah that you don't allow yotza moitz, but the Borpa Gofana of Kiddush and the Hamoitz of Achilas Matzah we do allow. So that's that's mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch.
Rabbi, why wouldn't you say the Indian of Kavitza of making the bracha for the one who doesn't know how to make on the sandwich?
The Gemara says he's not, you only say Yotza Moitz Kolis Al Arev Mzeh Bzeh. If you're mechuyif to do a mitzvah, you don't know how to do it, so I'm obligated to help you. But that's only, let's say, to say Kiddush, I'm mechuyif to help you. I'm not mechuyif to help you say a bracha on a sandwich who tells you don't eat the sandwich. You decide you want to eat a sandwich or learn how to say a bracha. If you're mechuyif to recite Kiddush, whether you like it or not, you're mechuyif, it's not your choice. You're obligated to recite Kiddush. So let's say today you're doing a pidyon haben on your child, or you're doing a bris milah on your child, and you don't know how to say the correct bracha. So you're obligated, whether you want to or not, you're obligated to take care of the bris milah and to take care of the pidyon haben. So I can recite the bracha for you. It's a little questionable, but basically I can recite the bracha on your behalf. But as far as eating is concerned, so don't eat. You're not mechuyif to eat. No one says you have to eat. So since you're not mechuyif to eat, you can't say kodesh al ha-reben zeh b'zeh. I'm obligated to see to it that you say the bracha. Don't eat. So that's why you don't take yotza moitzi on birchas hanen. On birchas shevach v'hoidoyah you do. Let's say bor miyori ho'esh ha-matzoi shabbos. So the Gemara says in Psochim that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would recite Barim Yari Ha'esh on his way home. When he would be walking home, he would daven Ma'ariv and Shul. And then there would be a light somewhere, he would say Barim Yari Ha'esh, then he would smell Barim Minim Sonim. And then when he came home, so he said Abdullah again. He said Abdullah for himself. But the Barim Yari Ha'esh, he had already said on his way home. But he said it again to be Moitzi the Bnei Beso, his children who had not yet recited Barim Yari Ha'esh. Barim minim psalmim is not a problem. You smell a psalm. Every time you smell a psalmim, you say another bracha. If there was a hasachadas in between the first smelling of the psalmim and the second. So barim minim psalmim is not an issue. But the barim yareish, you only say once a week on Mitzvah Shabbos. You don't say every time you use a candle. So why do I say a second time? So the Gemara says, Yatza Maitzi. I can say, so that's a bichas shevach v'hodoya. So you see from the Gemara, al pi pashat bichas shevach v'hodoya, also you say Yatza Maitzi. But on Birchas Hanenah, you don't. So the Gemara said the exception to the rule is the Bor Pragofen of the Kiddush and the Hamoitzi of Achilas Matzah. The question is, why is that? Is that because it goes along with, since the Bracha of Kiddush is Birchas like a mitzvah, you mechuyif to say the Kiddush, it's not a Birchas Hanenah. So even though the Bor Pragofen is really a Birchas Hanenah, but the Hamoitzi is Birchas Hanenah, it goes along with the al achilas matzah, and it goes along with the bracha of the Kiddush. What about Shabbos morning, where the Kiddush only consists of the bar piagofen? That's the whole Kiddush. We have a meaning that we recite psukim, but medina di gemara, the psukim lo malo lamar, the psukim are not part of the Kiddush. Rav Soloveitchik used to tell that he had two grandfathers. So he said his grandfather Rav Chaim always followed what it says in the Gemara. So Kiddush on Shabbos morning, all you say is bar piagofen, that's all he said. His other grandfather, his mother's father, Feinstein, used to say the psukim. So he asked his grandfather, why do you say the psukim? And the Gemara, it says, all you say is the bar piagofen. So his other grandfather said, it's printed in the siddur. Whatever he says in the siddur, whatever it's printed in the siddur, that's what he says. Mikra din, you don't have to, it's a minik. So the shayla is, would you say, yotza moitzi, I already made kiddush on Shabbos morning. I'm in the middle of my meal, or I benched already, whatever the case happens to be. Then I'm going to say Bar Piagofen only for you. I'm not going to drink any wine. I'm going to say Bar Piagofen only for you, not for myself. So do you say that the reason why Bar Pei Gofen I could be might see the others is because it goes along, it's part of the Kiddush. But on Shabbos morning, all you have is the Bar Pei Gofen. It doesn't go along with the other bracha. But he say, no, since that's the Kiddush consists of the Bar Pei Gofen, so I can recite Bar Pei Gofen even though I'm not drinking and the other fellow's going to drink it. That's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch in this siman, Amos says, not only on Friday night, can I recite Kiddush on behalf of someone else based on Yotza Maitzi, even though I don't need the Kiddush and I don't need the Bar Pei Gofen, I'm not going to drink any other wine, still I can say Yotza Maitzi even on the Bar Pei Gofen of the Kiddush. So Shabbos morning is the same. That's based on the Tosis. Tosis holds like that. And Rebbe Kiveger on the bottom of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch refers you to a Ritva, where the Ritva says in on Psachim, the Ritva says not so. That the only time you say Yotza Maitzi, I can say the Bar Pei Gofen of the Kiddush and the Ef from someone else. It's only if it comes along, with the Brach of the Kiddush, or the Hamotzi of Matzah comes along with the Achilas Matzah, comes along with the whole Haggadah, comes along with the rest of the Haggadah. So just like the Gemara tells us, you say Yotza Maitzi and Haggadah, the Gemara says in the days of the Amoraim, the Talmidim stayed in the Yeshiva, the Pesach, they didn't go home. And the Rosh Yeshiva used to recite, they didn't have any Haggadahs then. The Torah Shebal Peh was being recited Baal Peh, and the whole Haggadah is all Torah Shebal Peh. You recite Arami Avir Avi, and you Dorish Kala Parsha Kula. You give drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh on the Arami Avir Avi. So the whole thing is a gigantic chunk of drushes of Torah Shebal Peh. So the Amoraim, the heads of the yeshivas, used to recite the whole Haggadah Baal Peh. They would might see the Talmidim who would be listening. Many have the practice that one person recites the Haggadah and everybody else reads along with him. But Mikra Adin, the Gemara says it's not necessary. Just like by Kiddush and Abdullah, we say Shomer Kaina. The Gemara says by the Haggadah, see Pitzis Mitzrayim, also you say Shomer Kaina. One person can say the whole Haggadah, the others can be Yotzin. The Gemara has a Shaila. It says, "Babuzel asa Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. Babuzel le amartel b'shel sheshmatza mar menachem lefanecha." So the Gemara says the drasha. We usually make a drasha on zeh. "Vizel lechem hatomei." The Gemara says, "Moshe Rabbeinu showed Bnei Yisrael which animals are kosher. He demonstrated. He picked up the animal. He said, 'Vizel lechem hatomei.' Or 'Achodesh azel lechem Hakadosh Baruch Hu eralo be'etzba.'" Or Zeh Maseh Hamnorah. Whenever it says Zeh, it means there was a demonstration and something that you can point to. People can see. There was a visual. There was a demonstration that the people can see. Right. The Gemara says a Yitnu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah.
A shekel shalesh. Right.
Yes. Right.
So whenever it says Zeh, it means something was demonstrated. So it says by Ben Sarah Mora, Benenu Zeh Sarera Mora.
Yeah.
So Mora says if one of the parents is blind and they can't really say Zeh because they can't see him. You only say Zeh if it's something you can see, something in front of you, and you're able to see and you're pointing to it. Benenu Zeh. So the Gemara says if the parents are Sumim, or one of the parents of the Ben Sarah Mora is a Sumim, so there's no din of Ben Sarah Mora. So the Gemara says the same is true regarding a Suma, is Potami Lama Hagoda. If he can't see the Matzah, he can't say Babazeh Os Hashem Li B'Tzeisim in Mitzrayim. You have to have one of the mitzvahs alayla on the table. So Korban Pesach, we don't have Bizman HaZeh. Mora Bizman HaZeh is only Midrash Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, there is no Mora. Matzah Bizman HaZeh is a Machloikas in the Gemara. So the Gemara said, we pass in halacha lamaisa matzah b'zman as the rice, even though it doesn't come with the Korban Pesach. Matzah exists also as an not only does matzah exist as a chsheva de pischo to enhance the kima mitzvah v'achilas Korban Pesach, as the pasuk reads on matzah semerorim yochluhu, you should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with matzah semerorim. But there's another pasuk be'erav tochel matzahs, achilas matzah is an independent mitzvah. So b'zman as even though there's no Korban Pesach, we're not eating the matzah and the mar as a cheva de pischa, but matzah exists as a mitzvah deraisa. So the Gemara says, because we paskan halacha like that, the matzah bezman hazeh is deraisa, that saved the mitzvah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim. Now Sipitzias Mitzrayim is deraisa, because you can say babazeh. Babazeh amata b'shoshesh something lefanecha. You have to have one of the mitzvahs alayla. If the din would have been like the other opinion, that matzah mazbana zeh is only the rabbanon, that matzah morer, both of them only exist as achsher de pischon, neither exist as an independent mitzvah. So bazman zeh, none of the mitzvahs alayla are there, then sipitzis mitzrayim would have only been midirabbanon bazman zeh. So the Gemara says, in one of the yeshivas, the Rosh Yeshiva was a Summa. So the Gemara says, how can he recite the Haggadah to be Moitzi the Talmidim? A Summa is just like a Summa. There's no Dina Ben Sora More, because you have to say B'nei Zeh. So by CPTS and Simon also, the Summa is part of me, Loi Mahagadah. But it says, Baba Zeh. Baba Zeh, Loi Marta B'Shoah. Shish Matzma, Menachem Lefanach, and you can see it and point to it. So the Summa is not Mechuyiv. The Talmidim are not Summa. So how could the Mishain and Mechuyiv B'Dobre and Emotia Sarabi Medei Chayvosam? If the Rosh Yeshiva was a Summa, he was a Saginar, how can he, his Holchiv Haggadah is only with the Rabbanon, and the Talmidim are not Summim, so they're Mechuyiv B'Natar, so how can he be Motzi them with Shemei Koine? If you're not Mechuyiv B'Dobre, you can't be Motzi Sarabi Medei Chayvosam. So the Gemara says that Rosh Yeshiva was of the opinion that Matzim is Manas as the Rabbanon. So everybody's Chiv is only with the Rabbanon. There's no Korban Pesach Bizman Hazeh, there's no Mora Deraisa, there's no Matzah Deraisa. So everybody's Chiv, Sipis, Sipis, and Ham is only Midirabbanim. So he's, the Summa is Midirabbanim, the Talmidim, everybody's Midirabbanim. But the way we pass in La Loche, the Pashtus is, that the Summa should not recite the Haggadah to be Maitzi the others. So we don't really have that. What we sometimes have, let's say, the grandfather is there. Or sometimes the great-grandfather will be there by the Seder. The great-grandfather, maybe he's 95 years old, and he lost his vision, so he's a Summa. So if he'll recite the Kiddush, he'll remember by heart. The rest of the Haggadah probably he will not remember by heart. So usually Kiddush, one person says Kiddush, and everybody's Yotzei on Pesach night also. But many are of the opinion that the Kiddush is part of the Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim. It's not just Kiddush like every Shabbos or Yom Tov. Kiddush, the Summa is chayiv in Kiddush, like everybody else. But a Kiddush on Pesach night, according to many Meforshim on the Shulchan Aruch, not only the drinking of the first kais, not only the drinking of the wine, is a Pesach b'gechiv, arba kaisis, the reciting of the Kiddush is an integral part of the Tzipit Tzias Mitzrayim, because you say tonight is Pesach and Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. So that's considered a chelik of the Tzipit Tzias Mitzrayim. So that's not really right to have. So let the grandfather say the Kiddush, even though he's the Summa, but then everyone should say along with him, because he shouldn't be Yotze with his, because if the Kiddush is part of the Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim, and the Summa is Pater, and everybody else is Chayiv, so the Summa is only Chayiv mid the Rabbanon in Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim, and all our listeners are Chayiv mid Atayr.
Yeah. If someone doesn't know Brachas Hananim, is there a spirit to say that it's an Inyan of Chinuch? And you might be able to say the bracha slowly, even with Shema Malchus, and have him repeat it afterward, word by word.
Yeah, the Gemara says like that, by Ketanim. The Gemara says, in the days of the Gemara, Chinuch was for Ketanim. Zman Hazeh, the Chinuch is for Gedolim as well. So the Gemara says, for young children, they don't know how to say bracha, so you're permitted to say the bracha for them in order to train them, mitam Chinuch. So by us, a lot of times, we need Chinuch by adults also. We do. So the Gemara said there's no violation of Bracha Levatola if he's saying the Brichas Hananin for the sake of Chinuch for others, right?
What about Hamotzi for Lecha Mishnah? Is that like Kiddush without any...
In Shulchan Aruch it says no. In Shulchan Aruch it says Hamotzi of Al Chilas Matzah I can say for the other person even though Yotza Motzi. But Hamotzi of Shabbos you can't. Why not? Why not? Why isn't the same as Hamotzi and Achilas Matzah? So according, if you say like the Ritva, that the Ber Piagofen of Kiddush on Shabbos morning, you can't be Motzi the others. Only Kiddush on Friday night, because the Ber Piagofen comes along with the Kiddush. So Hamotzi of Lecha Mishnah doesn't come along with any other bracha. So it's not problematic. Shabbos according to the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says that you can't be Moitzi someone else with Hamoitzi of Lecha Mishnah. And the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch says he can recite Kiddush Bar Pi Agofen for someone else, even though I'm not drinking at all. So why is there a discrepancy there? And the Shulchan Aruch, they give the explanation why. They say that on Pesach night, whether you like it or not, you're obligated to eat a kazayis matzah. That's the din, b'erev toch l'matzahs. On Shabbos, there's a din of oinek Shabbos. So by most people would enjoy eating food as opposed to fasting. But the Shulchan Aruch writes, if there's a person who enjoys fasting more than he enjoys eating, so then for him, Oinek Shabbos is determined subjectively. So since for him, the Oinek Shabbos is to fast, so he doesn't have a chiyuv to have lechem mishne, he doesn't have a chiyuv to eat any meals. So Mimele, you can't say, I'm a chiyuv to help him say hamoitzi. He's not a chiyuv to have hamoitzi. If he would have been a person who enjoys fasting more than eating, then he would have been able to be mekayim the Oinek Shabbos by fasting on Shabbos. So he wouldn't have had to say the whole bracha of hamotzi at all. It was his decision to enjoy eating more than fasting. So then I'm not mechuyev to help him out to say the bracha. That's the official explanation that they give in the Shulchan Aruch. And if he would have enjoyed fasting better than eating, he wouldn't have had a chiyuv to have hamotzi. Masheini came on Pesach Nai, you're mechuyev to eat the matzah, whether you like it or not, whether you enjoy it or not. Yeah. Then there's another point we spoke about last week, that Zemachlekes, Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Gaonim, here Koswagim, Reishayim Gimel Sifhei. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gaonim, that Kiddush B'Makom Suda doesn't have to necessarily be the same place where you're eating the meal, where you're washing. Here the last line in Reishayim Dalet, Simon Reishayim Dalet, Sif Dalet, says, Suda Zu, Vishal Shakris, Friday night meal and Shabbos morning meal, you have to wash in order to be Yotze the Suda. You don't wash, you're not Yotze. So what does it mean, Kiddush Mamakam Suda? Do you have to recite the Kiddush in the location where you're going to have the Suda Shabbos with Pas? So the Vilna Gwain Paskin is like the Rosh, who writes like that. Rav Soloveitchik used to be Machmer for that opinion. So whenever they gave a Kiddush in Shul on Shabbos morning, he would only make Kiddush and eat if he was going to wash on Lecha Mishnah. Because he followed the Grob, Shem the Rosh, he gave a whole Shivanat, a Yortzeit Rosh at once. The Kiddush Mokum Suda, the reason is to be Kaber, the Suda of the Shem Suda Shabbos. We spoke about it a lot. But the Goinim don't agree. The Goinim and Reisha and Gimel said, hey, the Goinim are of the opinion, the Kiddush doesn't have to be B'Mokum Suda Shabbos where you're going to wash. If you have Kiddush B'Mokum where you have Mezainis, you have, you drink another cup of wine, you drink two cups of wine. Kiddush Mokum Suda is that the Suda should give chashivas to the yayin of the Kiddush. But it's not to be kaver the Suda, not that the Kiddush should be Mokum Suda, to be kaver the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. No, there's no need to be kaver the Suda. You have to say Kiddush. But if you eat bread, or you eat cake, or you drink another cup of wine, that adds chashivas to the yayin of the Kiddush. So Dafkamina, that you don't have to, the Goyim are of the opinion, you can, let's say, they make Kiddush in Shul and they give cake. So the Goyim say, you eat the Kiddush Mokum Suda, then you go home, you don't have to repeat Kiddush again. So the Magen Avraham writes, that Shitas HaGoyim, we accept the Goyim, that in all the Shuls they make Kiddush and people have cake, then they go home and they make, and they wash, they Yotze the Suda at home. So the Magen Avraham says, not only is that true on Shabbos morning, he says it's true on Friday night also. Let's say a person is absolutely not hungry at all. He doesn't really want to have a whole meal on Friday night. Let's say Shabbos is a long day. He wants to have all the three meals on Shabbos in the summertime when the days are very long. He wants to have all the three meals on Shabbos. Friday night, he just wants to make Kiddush and go to sleep. So he can't make Kiddush and go to sleep. He won't be out to the Kiddush. Has to be Kiddush Mokum Suda. He's going to say Kiddush and have a little bit of cake and say Ala Michya, Ala Geffen, and Shaina, go to sleep. And that'll have all the three meals on Shabbos in the daytime. The first two meals I'll wash, and the Shalashudas, Machlaikis, whether you have to wash for the Shalashudas or not. So the Magen Avraham writes that the Kula of the Shitas HaGoinim doesn't only apply Shabbos morning, it applies on Friday night as well. And he writes in Halacha Lamaisa, you can do it on a Friday night. If you're not hungry, just say Kiddush and have cake, go to, and say Abraham and go to sleep. Then eat the three meals in the daytime. So Rav Soloveitchik said that he thought that this the common practice that people make Kiddush and they have cake and shayin, that's called Kiddush Makom Seder, we rely on the Goyim, he thought it's based on a Sfek Seker. Maybe the din is like the Goyim, because he thought that the Vilna Gaon was right, the Vilna Gaon b'shem the Rosh. The Kiddush Makom Seder is a din to be kaver the Suda. The Shem Suda Shab is not a din that the Suda makes the Yayin of the Kiddush Mokoshim. The Rashbam has the both Pshatim. So he chose, he liked that Pshat better. So he thought that, not that we really Paschal like the Goyim, it's like a sex fake. Maybe the din is like the Goyim, and maybe the din is like the Ravid, that who says that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. The Gemara has a din. There was a machlokes whether Tuam Mekadosh, Tuam Meinu Mekadosh. We spoke about it last week a lot. If a person, I think we spoke about it last week, no? If a person, by mistake, ate before Kiddush, so there's one opinion in Gemara, he lost his opportunity to say Kiddush. That you already said Kiddush, but Tefillah, you already ate Kiddush Deraisa. So why are you repeating Kiddush a second time, or Havdolah? You already said Atochan Amtonim and Nishman Esther in my rib, so why do you say again, Abdullah Alakos, why are you saying this? There should be a brachal of Abdullah. Originally, they were Misakin Abdullah Alayayin, Kiddush Alayayin, Abdullah Alayayin. Then they decided to move it to the Tefillah. Then they decided later that you say Kiddush both in the davening and Alakos, and you say Abdullah both in the davening and Alakos. Why do you say Tzvei Mol Kiddush and Tzvei Mol Abdullah? Here was Yotze. The second time should be a brachal of Abdullah. So the Mefarshim explained that the first time you use the Kiddush Abdullah B'Tfilah, the second time the purpose of the Kiddush Alayayin is Lahavdil Ben Achil Shal Mitzvah Lachil Shal Rishus. And the same thing, Abdullah is Lahavdil Ben Achil Shal Mitzvah Lachil Shal Rishus. I think we spoke about it, no?
Mm-hmm.
That on Erev Rosh Hashanah you don't blow Shofar. The whole Chodesh Elul we blow Shofar, it's only a meaning. On Rosh Hashanah you blow Shofar, it's a real din deraisa. So Erev Rosh Hashanah you shouldn't blow Shofar. So they give two different reasons. So the Vilna Gaon writes the main reason is Lahavdol ben Tkir Shal Mitzvah the Tkir Shal Rishus, and he's Mitzayin. Where is the mocker that you have to make Havdolah ben Rishus the Mitzvah? So he quotes Psochem Dav Kufa Mer Aleph, that the Gemara says Paras Mapa Mekadesh. If a person is eating late on Friday afternoon and then it becomes Shabbos, the sun sets, so he should be Paras Mapa. Why? So the Rashbam writes, Lahavdol ben Achilu Shal Rishus, Achilu Shal Mitzvah. So that's what the Kiddush and Havdolah al Akos is all about. Any food that you eat in the weekdays, that's Achilu Shal Rishus. Any food that you eat on Shabbos, that's Achilu Shal Mitzvah. So you want to make Kiddush al Akos, Lahavdil, as a separation between all of the Achilu Shal Rishus of the weekday and the Achilu of Shabbos. So that's why there was one opinion that if by mistake, it's already Leil Shabbos, and by mistake the person forgot that he ate. Torah made a Mekadosh. You blew it. You lost the chance. You already were Yotze Kiddush B'Tfilah. So what are you going to say Kiddush a second time? Alakos, for the sole purpose of Lahavdol, to make a distinction between Achilas of all week long, which is Rishus, and Achilas Shal Chayva, Achilas Shal Mitzvah. But he already ate Shabbos the Gamil. He already started eating on Shabbos before he said the Kiddush. He forgot. And he started eating some food, even if he drinks water. Even if you drink water on Shabbos, that's called the Hashivas. On Matzoy Shabbos, if you drink water before Havdolah, that's okay. Because drinking water on the weekdays has no Hashivas. So that's not called a violation of he ate Achilu Shal Rishus without Havdolah. Drinking water doesn't count. But drinking water on Shabbos, whatever you eat or drink on Shabbos has Hashivas. So drinking water on Leil Shabbos, I think we gave a mashal. Let's say you have a Shabbaton, you have a speaker, and the speaker is speaking in between Kabbalah Shabbos and Baruch Hu. He's giving a langa drasha, and he gets thirsty in the middle. So they have a pitcher with water, and he starts taking a sip of water. You're not allowed to drink before Kiddush, even though it's plain water. You're not allowed to drink water before Kiddush. But if you have at the same Shabbaton, you have someone speaking on Matzoy Shabbos before you stay Myra, before you dab Myra on Matzoy Shabbos, so he is permitted to drink water on Matzoy Shabbos, because drinking water, bechol, has no significance. So you want to have Havdolah al Akos, Kedei Lahavdol ben Achilu Shal Mitzvah, Achilu Shal Rishus, drinking water, Imos HaChol doesn't count. But drinking water on Shabbos is called Achilu Shal Mitzvah. Whatever you eat or drink on Shabbos has Chashivas. if we say that on Shabbos morning, that the tefillah is mechayev the Kedusha Rabbah, would we say that someone who didn't daven Maariv yet on Friday night is mechayev Kiddush yet?
Yeah.
So if he's speaking between Kabbalah Shabbos and Baruch Hu and they didn't daven Maariv, is he chayev in Kiddush?
He's speaking on...
Someone speaking before Baruch Hu.
On Leil Shabbos.
On Leil Shabbos.
Yes, yeah, it says you're not allowed to have water. I think even
before. Even before Maariv, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, would you be chayiv again if you make Kiddush?
Would you be chayiv again? What do you mean again?
Let's say you did make Kiddush before Baruch Hu.
You did again. What?
And then you daven Baruch Hu. Was that machayiv? Because it's machokas in the morning. Whether, let's say, a woman might be able to. Might have a chiyuv before a man because she already had her kiyum of tefillah, where the man has the chiyuv to daven the old davening.
Shabbos morning, it says that the issa to eat before Kiddush. You're not allowed to drink water before Kiddush either, but Shabbos morning before the davening, you are permitted to drink water. In fact, if you think the davening is going to be extended till after. Chatzai says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So fasting means to fast the whole day long. But L'chatchila, the Rishonim, the Baalei HaTosfos came up with the Chumrah, you should start eating before Chatzai. It's not right, even though you're not going to fast the whole day long, but you should make sure that you start eating before Chatzai. So usually it means to eat some food. But B'shas HaTchak when Mekel, if you add water. But if you're ready to finish davening Shachris and Musaf, then you can't drink water. You're not allowed to drink water before Kiddush. So you should have a sip of water before he goes to daven Shacharis. How is he allowed to drink before? So what does it help to drink before Shacharis? That's what you're saying. Since it's not yet the Zman of the Suda Shabbos, because you can't have the Suda before you daven Shacharis. You can't have a whole meal. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with drinking water. That's not considered drinking before Kiddush.
Yeah, but a woman, if she already started to, said some of the tefillah and had already been did of Bakashas Rachamim, she might be chayiv in Kiddush before the man is.
Right, that's what some of the poskim say, yeah. That women, it's not really right, that women should daven Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah and Bracha sounds like women are mechayiv to daven. The Shmoneh Esrei, Shachris, Mincha, Meiriv. So Mishnah Berurah chiseled down, Meiriv is only Rishus. So even though Bismana said it's a chiyuv, so he chisels off the Meiriv. Then it chisels off the Musaf also. He quotes, the women didn't have to participate in Machtas HaShekel, and Musaf is not really Rachme, Musaf is only based on the Shama form Soseinu. So true, when they offered the Tmidim and Musafim, it was offered on behalf of all of Pagasan, the men, the women, and the children, but since the women didn't have an obligation to participate in Machtas HaShekel, so they're not Mechuyiv to daven Musaf. That's a big Chiddush. Women are not mechuyev to that. Others disagree. All that women are achrayim. It's a machlekes achrayim. So the tzlach has that chiddush. That women are not mechuyev. Since they didn't give matzah shekel, so they're not mechuyev to daven musaf. So we say the women are not mechuyev to daven musaf. Then you chisel down. So the Mishnah Berurah threw out Meiriv. Then he throws out musaf. And then the Magen Avraham threw out shachris also. The Magen Avraham says the women wake up in the morning and say, Moida'ani, so the yotzei. So many disagree with that Morgan Avraham, that the women are not Yotze with Maidan, and they got a daven Shmoneh Esrei. They have to daven Shachris. The Pashtus is the Mechuyiv, and Shachris, and Musaf, and Minche, and Meiriv also. That's the Pashtus. Yeah, but some of the poskim do write like that, that since the women, whatever, they daven Bekitzer, so even though they don't daven Shachris, they don't daven Musaf, so they can really have the meal earlier. So the women are not allowed to have a drink of water because they're already mechuyev to say Kiddush. Because they're not mechuyev to daven more than what they daven. Okay.
I once heard a Rav say for Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, the opposite of what we said a few minutes ago, that to avoid the problem with the sudos during the day, you could eat all three at night.
I think in Shulchan Aruch it says not so. Says you can have all three in the daytime because the Shalosh Sudos is learned out from the Pasuk
The word hayom appears three times. It says if you didn't have the first meal balayla, you can have all three bayom, because it's based on the three times hayom that it says in the pasuk. Hayom hayom. But to have two at night and one in the daytime, it says that that's not proper. I think it says in the Nesukelim like that. It's only all three in the daytime is good, because the pasuk reads like that. Hayom, the word hayom appears three times.
Rabbi, what was the spek sveka that the Rav was saying regarding our minhag about not making kiddush when you get home?
Right. So the Gemara has a din, you're not allowed to eat before kiddush, because the purpose of, what do you say kiddush alayayin for bechla? You already said kiddush betfila. So it's clear in the Gemara that the role of the kiddush is lahavda ben achilush al mitzvah l'achilush al rishus. That's why there was one opinion in the Gemara that to'ameinam mekadosh and to'ameinam avdal, if by mistake he ate already, so the kiddush alayayim will not accomplish a havdalah between achilush al rishus l'achilush al mitzvah. So he blew it, so he doesn't have to say the kiddush alayayim. And if he already ate something on Matzoy Shabbos without saying havdalah, so to'ameinam avdal, he already said atochan atoh, he already said havdalah. But the only reason why we want him to say havdalah lakos a second time havdalah is kedei lahavdil, to make a distinction between achilush al mitzvah, achilush al rishus, anything you need be mosachol is a rishus. So if you ate already, you already ate achilush al rishus. So the havdalah al hakos is not going to be the havdol bein achilush. I mean, you already ate achilush al rishus. So you lost your opportunity. So you don't torment a mavda. But we don't pass like that. We don't pass like that means that that's not the sole reason. That's one of the main reasons for Kiddush alayayin and Abdullah alayayin after he already said Kiddush betvila, Abdullah betvila. But it's also for the purpose of enhancing the chashivas of the Kiddush and Abdullah. The same bracha that you said betvila, you want to enhance the chashivas to have a toast to it. You want to have alakos. So again, so there's a din, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush on Friday. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush on Friday night. Okay. So this, why? What about Shabbos morning? Shabbos morning, you already said Kiddush last night, and what you ate last night was mitzvah. Today, whatever you eat is going to be mitzvah. The night after Shabbos is over, it's going to be achilush avishus. So why is it also to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning? So the Rabbi Taka disagrees. The Rambam writes like that. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. And the Rabbi in the Hasagas on the Rambam is masig. He said, why not? The old reason why you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush or before Havdalah, Amitzoy Shabbos, Kedei LaHavdol, to make a separation between Chiddush al Mitzvah and Chiddush al Rishus. But on Shabbos morning, there is no Havdalah. Everything is Chiddush al Mitzvah. Last night was Chiddush al Mitzvah. This morning, whatever you're going to eat before Kiddush will be Chiddush al Mitzvah. After Kiddush, going to be Chiddush al Mitzvah. So the Rabbi writes the whole din, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, only applies to Friday night. Doesn't apply to Shabbos morning. So we don't pass like the Rabbi. The question, why not? We don't pass like they write it. So Rav Soloveitchik said, but the minika olam that you say kiddush and you have cake is based on a sort of a sex fake, a tzira fashitas. Maybe the din is like the gun, not that we really pass like the gun. Maybe the din is like the goinim, that is called kiddush b'makom suda, even though you're not having pass, even though not being yotze the sida, suda, and even if you're all like the Vilna goin, that is not called kiddush. But Makom Suda, the Goyim pass like the Rosh, it's only called Kiddush Makom Suda when you have the pass. So the Kiddush is being compared to Suda, Suda Shabbos. But maybe the din is like the Rav, to be permitted to eat all you want in Shul, and when you go home, you're going to say Kiddush. So that's Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the people who participate in Kiddush in Shul is really based on a Svek Sveka, this Tzirif Hashitas. When they go home, they should say Kiddush again. There's no shadow of a brachal about Tol. You just say brachal gof and you take a sip of wine. It's going to be a brachal sanenin. And he thought that not like that in Mogan Aram. Mogan Aram says this, we rely on the goinim on Shabbos morning. He personally did not rely on the goinim. Whenever there was a kiddush in my mind, he said, we'd always wash. They would always had the lechem mishnah for him. He would always wash. Because he followed the grow up, the shame, the rush. So he said, but even the people who do follow the kula of the goinim, it's only on Shabbos morning. They wouldn't rely on the kula on Friday night, because it's not we rely on the goinim. The goinim is a difficult shita. We rely on the goinim with a tzira fashita from the raivin that is mutter to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So whatever you eat in the shul doesn't count. The bar piagofen, the wine, the cake, the herring, whatever, the cookies, whatever you ate in the shul doesn't count because you have to make kiddush at home. But according to the rabbit, it's mutter to eat anything you want and make kiddush at home. And even if you hold like the Rambam that you're not allowed to eat before kiddush, so maybe the din is like the goyim. That's called kiddush malakum suda because you're gonna have cookies. That's a Rav Soloveitchik suggestion. That the mini goyim is only based on the tzirif hashitas. Maybe the din is like the goyim, and maybe the din is like the raven. That is permissible to eat before kiddush on Shabbos.
So shuls that have this minhag having a kiddush Friday night, that would not have any of the heter from Rabbi Soloveitchik in this regard, if they don't serve. Believe it or not, some shuls serve chalent Friday night. Yeah.
Friday night.
You got it. Yeah.
That's Magen Avraham. They're relying on that Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that the kula of the goyim applies not only Shabbos morning, it applies on El Shabbos also. Okay. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's not the minhag. He thought the minhag only was to rely on the goyim, but see if they arrive it, that's only on Shabbos morning, and whoever made kiddush and shul and had cake, should he say kiddush again when he goes home? Yes, he said the bar priagofen again. It's not a brocha levatola, because it's a priachas anen. Exactly. Yeah, this, usually we have a din, it's a mishnah brocha sandaf mem gimel. If you have a group of people and they want to have bread, they all want to have bread. So you need, everybody washed and everybody's waiting around. So I can say hamoitzi to be moitzi everybody. But the Gemara says only if hesebu, that's a Mishnah, only if everybody's behesebu. By pas and by yayin. I can only be moitzi the others with bar piagofen. I can only moitzi the others with pas. I'm moitzi if we're all eating and drinking behesedah. Tosis says, what do you mean? Mizmana said nobody eats behesedah. So Tosis writes on that Mishnah, Dafman Gimel Aman Aleph and Brachas, Yeshiva Didan Kehesedah Ditu. Mizmana said all year long, you don't say that that's a kviyas together, behesedah. Nobody eats behesedah. So if all the people are sitting together around the same table, that's the equivalent of today. That's the equivalent of what used to be Bizmana Mishnah, that used to be Haseba. What is this all about? Why do you need Haseba by Pas and Yayin in order to be Moitza the others? So Rav Soloveitchik explained the whole background. That there's a Ran on the Rif in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the very end of Rosh Hashanah. So the Ran on the Rif quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that there are three areas in halacha where we don't permit shamei ka'ina. One is kriyashma. Kriyashma is for the purpose of kabbalah samachu shamayim. So I'm going to say shema, you're going to listen. That's not right. Each person should be mekabbalah samachu shamayim on his own. Let him strain himself and say shema yisrael on his own. So by kriyashma we don't allow shamei ka'ina. And they quote from the Vilna Gaon a diuk like that, and the Ritva Megillah has that diuk. Why by Mikra Megillah, the name of the perek is HaKoreh HaMegillah Eimed V'Yoshev. The second perek of Megillah HaKoreh. One Balkari reads the Megillah and all the people in the shul are yoitzing. But by Kriyah Shema it says, Meimah said Korinah Sashma. It doesn't say Koreh Sashma. Because each and every person, each individual has to say Kriyah Shema on his own. Can't have the whole group rely on Shemei Koina. The Chazan will say Kriyah Shema and everybody else will listen. Maybe each person should say Kriyah Shema on his own. So that's one exception to the rule that you don't allow. The Mishnah Berurah said these three exceptions to the rule is only Midirabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, you always say Shemei Ka'ina. In Midirabbanan, there are three Svaras. So by Kriya Shema, since the whole purpose of the Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, so let a person strain himself. He should say it's difficult for him to talk. So let him say. Let him say his own Kriya Shema. Then Tfilah. You need a Shirach, you need a Parnasah. You need a refuah, you need a whatever, you have some tzarachim, you're applying for a job, but whatever it is, so you should ask the Rabban Shalom directly. Don't just stand there like a statue, and the Chazan is going to say the brach, and I'll say amen. I'll be out to wish a mea koine. No, if you have a tzarech, you need the shirch, you need the panasa, so you should offer the prayer yourself. And then the Gemara says, then Yerushalmi says a third exception to the rule, all three exceptions only made the Rabbanan. Third exception to the rule would be by eating food. Did you ask the other person to eat an extra sandwich? No, you're eating the sandwich. So just like you're eating the sandwich itself, you didn't ask him to eat it for you. That's not going to help you. You're going to be starving. So you yourself, if you're eating the sandwich yourself, you should say the bracha yourself. So both the bracha before and the bracha after. You shouldn't rely on Shema Kain and not by Hamoitzi. You shouldn't rely on Shema Kain and not by the Birchas Hamoitzi. But we do it all the time. On Shabbos, one person says Hamoitzi and everybody is Yotze, and I give the challah to all the people. And when you bench Mezumin also, the Zman HaGemara, the practice always was, that only the Mezamin says the Birchas Hamoitzi. The others don't say. The others just listen and they say Amen. So don't you see that we do apply Shema Kain by Birchas Hamazon and by Birchas Hamoitzi? The observation says, no, you don't apply Shema Kain. The famous, you don't apply. The din is, Shlosha Shachlo Ka'achas, if three people eat together, they bench Mezumen, and one says the benching and the other two don't. But if Shnaim Shachlo Ka'achas, the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lecholik, the first daf in Shlosha Shachlo. Each one should bench on his own. We don't allow Shema Kain by benching. So how come you allow it by Shlosha Shachlo Ka'achas? So he said, no, he brought many rayas. He said, that's not a din based on Shema Kainim. That's a din. The whole chabur was only in his chayiv and one benching. If a person eats on his own, the individual is chayiv to bench. If a chabur ate together, so the whole chabur, he didn't want to use it, the term, if a tzibur ate together, tzibur, he said, tzibur usually has a connotation of 10 or more. Here, mezumin, you don't need 10, you have 3. If you have 10, you say baruch lakeinu. If you have 3, you just say, so he coined a new expression. Not that the tzibur is mechayiv to bench offer birchas hamazon, and the chabur is obligated. So 3 is also called a chabur. But if you have 2, we pass in shnayim. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. We pass in shnayim shachlu. There is no mezumen. It isn't even an optional mezumen. That's not a chabur. You have to have a minimum of 3, and we don't allow shem ha'kaina. Unless one is a seif and one is a boor, unless one of them simply does not have a bench, then we revert back to the din deraisa, the Mishnah Berurah explained, because Menatar, you always say Shema Kaina, even by the 3 dinim, even by the Kriya Shema, by the Tefillah, and by the Birchas Hamazon. So if the person isn't able to bench, one is a seif and knowledgeable, one is a boor, he does not have a bench. It's Mana Gemara, they didn't have a Birchas Hamazon, they didn't have a printed siddur, they had to recite everything by heart. It was only in the days of the Goyim that they allowed the writing down of the text of the Seder. The text of the Tefillah was considered a chelik of the Torah Shebal Peh, and it was prohibited to write down the Torah Shebal Peh. So in the days of the
Goyim, Chazoros HaShatz would be the same thing.
Right, mm-hmm. So Chazoros HaShatz is for the Ein HaBaki, right. So if the fellow is an Ein HaBaki, then you rely on the Din Deraisa. But if he's not an Ein HaBaki, he's a Baki, then you shouldn't rely on Shema Koine. But the Chazoros HaShatz says the whole tzibur offers one tefillas hatzibur. That's Rav Soloveitchik. That was the first shiur that Rav Soloveitchik gave when he came to America. My father told me that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik took all the talmidim to the dock to greet Rav Soloveitchik. Came by boat, and then he invited Rav Moshe invited him. He should give a shiur the very next day after he arrived. So the shiur was on Chazoros HaShatz. Tefillas HaTzibur and Tefillah B'Tzibur, the differences and so on. That he had developed that before he came to America, and then he enhanced it over the years. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. If you have Hesebu, if the whole Chabura has Hesebu, then it's called, then is it Tzirufat HaChabura. Then Echad Mavarach L'Kulam, the Bor Piragofen or the Hamoitzi, and Echem Mavarach L'Kulam, the Birchas Hamazon. Why? Because the whole Chabura is only Mukhayev to offer one benching. The whole Chabura is only obligated to offer one Hamoitzi. The whole Chabura is only Mukhayev to. So that's why Bizmanazeh, we don't eat the Hesebu. So Tosfos says you have to have Yeshiva. You have to be sitting down. Yeah. So if everybody's sitting and they're eating pas together, they're drinking wine together, then it's one big Chabura. So then the whole Chabur only offers one Bar Piagofen or one Hamoitzi. So there's a Ramah in Hilchas Havdalah. The Ramah says, well, one person says Havdalah and everybody else wants to be Yotze. They all have to sit to be Yotze Havdalah. And they quote from the Vilna Gaon that the Vilna Gaon used to stand. He used to sit for Kiddush, and he used to stand for Abdom. He used to sit for Kiddush because he need Kiddush, but Mokum Suda Kiddush is for the purpose of being Kaveh, the Suda Shabbos. That's our Rav Soloveitchik except Pshat in this Vilna Gaon. Why the Vilna Gaon says, ain't Kiddush ala Mokum Suda like the Rush, that you need Dafke the Suda Pas. Because the purpose of Kiddush Mokum Suda is not to enhance the Hashivas of the Yayin of the Kiddush, but rather for Keret. The Kiddush should be Kaveh, the Suda, as a Suda Shabbos. So you have to have the Suda Pas. You're not Yotzi, not like the Goyim. The Goyim, the Vilna Goyim, is a disagreement with the Goyim here, who say you're Yotzi, Kiddush Makom Suda, if you have cookies or you have another cup of wine, you're not Yotzi. So the purpose of the Kiddush Makom Suda is to declare the Suda as a Suda Shabbos. So the Ramah says, if one person says Vadol and you have a whole group on it, the Yotzei, so everybody should sit. That's a quotation from a Tesis and Brachas. So why do you have to sit? You only say Yot Shemei Kaina if you're sitting. It's not true. You say Shemei Kaina even if you're standing. What do you need Dafka sitting for? So there's a Sefer on Brachas, the Brichas Roish. Brichas Roish learned in Valojin. One of the early Talmidim of Alojin, Rav Osher, somebody, he's one who wrote Keser Reish. There's a Sefer Maaser Rav, has all the Hanhagas of the Vilna Gaon, and then there's a Sefer Keser Reish, has the Hanhagas of Rav Chaim Balojin. It was written by this Talmud, Rav Osher, somebody, I forgot his last name. So he learned in by Rav Chaim Balojin in Balojin Yeshiva, and he was invited by Rav Chaim Balojin to give a shir in the Yeshiva. So he printed his Sfarim on Brachas. In Balojin, they learned from Brachas to Nida. They learned everything. They didn't just learn the seven Mesichtas. Yivamis and Ksubas, Gittim, Gedushim, Baba Kama, Baba Tzir, Baba Basa. They learned straight from Brachas to Nida, and then they learned again. They went again, they gave Shurim on everything. So he printed a Sefer Birchas Rosh on Brachas and Birchas Rosh on Nazir. And he has the Shurim that he gave in Balojin. So on that Tosis, what Tosis says, when you say Havdalah, everybody has to sit. So he asks, what do you have to sit? You can't be Yotze Shemei Kaina if you're standing. What kind of a chumra is that? So he says, no, the minig was Bizman Bali HaTosfos, just like we have the minig by Kiddush, that you give everybody a little bit of wine. So in the days of the Bali HaTosfos, everybody would have a little bit of wine for the Havdalah cup. So that's what Tosfos says. But Bizman Hazeh, we don't have that minig. By Havdalah, everybody takes a sip of the wine. So the Vilna Gaon had the minig. He would say, Havdalah standing. Out of Kovod HaBracha, he would, many hold that Havdalah is their Isa, so he would stand for Havdalah. That's what many say, Birchas HaTorah is their Isa, so you should stand every morning when you say Birchas HaTorah. If you're up to it, if you're healthy, you should all be healthy, so you should say Birchas HaTorah standing. So here also Havdalah, Kiddush Havdalah, their Isa, so maybe you should say standing position. Kiddush, in Kiddush Ala Makom Suda, so there's a special consideration why Badavki you should sit for Kiddush. But Havdalah, there's no special consideration. So we should say, since out of Kavod HaBracha, maybe you should stand for the Havdalah. I, Tosfos says they sat. So the Birchas Rosh says, no, that's because the minig was in the days of the Bali HaTosfos that everybody took a sip of the wine in order to be mighty the others with the Bar Pi HaGofen. So you have to have Heseba. We don't have Heseba. So Tosfos says, Yeshiva Didak, Heseba the two. If all the people are sitting, so then it's called Kviyas together. So then the whole Chabura, then it's called one big Chabura. If you have Yeshiva or you have Haseba, so then it's considered one big Chabura. So the whole Chabura only offers one Bar Pi HaGofen. But we don't have that meaning that everybody takes a sip of the wine. So the Chazon Ish writes in his Sefer on our Chelek Aruch Chaim, he doesn't understand this Tosfos. Why does Tosfos say... Why does Tosfos say that everybody has to sit for Havdalah? Why? He assumes also like the Birchas Rosh. It's not to be Moitzi the others with Havdalah. To be Moitzi with Havdalah, you don't need Yeshiva. Yeshiva is Yeshiva the Danke, Seba the Tru. That's to be Moitzi with the Bar Pi HaGofen, if everybody wants to drink. But he says he doesn't understand. The Gemara says, I could be Moitzi the Yotza Moitzi. Let's say, I already said Kiddush here in Reish Ayin Gimel. I already said Kiddush. Someone comes in, he didn't say Kiddush yet. I already benched on Friday night. Someone comes in, He didn't say Kiddush yet. He doesn't know how to say Kiddush. So not only can I recite Kiddush for him, Yatza Moitza, I can even say the Bar Piagotin of the Kiddush for him. But I'm not drinking at all. I'm not drinking the wine at all. He's drinking the wine. He's being Yatza again. It's only for him. So it doesn't make sense. Why should I sit? Sitting makes sense. If we're both drinking wine, they're both eating bread. So is it considered a whole chabura is eating together? Then the whole chabura is only mechuyev to offer one bracha. Or is it not a chabur? Each one is on his own. And then you don't say yatzamayit. You don't say shemei kaina by brachas over food. By agaf and amayit, you don't say shemei kaina. So if they're all one big chabura, then the whole chabura offers one bracha. But over here, you can't say we're all one chabura, we're all eating together. I'm not drinking any wine. I already finished the meal on Friday night. I'm only saying kiddush only for you. So it doesn't make sense that I should have to sit. I'm saying the bar piagafen only for you. So why did Taisus say that by Abdullah, everybody has to sit in order to be mitzi? I don't have to drink the wine at all. So it's not that they're all drinking the chabura. That's the Chazon Ish's kasha. One short little paragraph. He said doesn't understand what Taisus is talking about. The Ramah is stamatela. In the days of the Ramah, there was no longer that meaning that everybody drinks the yain Abdullah. If it's Man Bali Ataisis, they had such a meaning. So if it's Man Bali Ataisis, there's what to discuss. Everybody should sit for Havdalah to be Yotzi with the Bar Priagofen. They should constitute one Chabur of people who are drinking Yayin, and all Chabur offers one Bar Priagofen. But in the days of the Ramah, that meaning already ceased to exist. We don't have everybody drink the wine. So why should he say that you need Yeshiva? It doesn't make any sense. In the days of the Taisis, it made sense, because everybody had the meaning to drink the wine. So Rav Soloveitchik said about that, there's room to distinguish. He didn't address this kasha. He gave, I remember, that was one of the first Yahrzeit Rushes that I heard. It may have been before my bar mitzvah. My father used to take me to listen to the Yahrzeit Rushes. So the Rav Soloveitchik explained there's a difference between Kiddush and Abdullah. The Magen Avraham quotes a tshuva from Lamed Pei. Lamed Pei is a Rashi Tevis Likutei Pardes. Sefer Pardes is a sefer written by one of the Talmidim of Rashi that has a lot of tshuvas, halacha lemaisa, hanhogas of Rashi. So the Lamed Pei is a Rashi Tevis Likutei Pardes. Somebody made a kitzer of the tshuvas and the Pardes. The Magen Avraham didn't have the Pardes, he had the kitzer, he had the Likutei Pardes. He quotes from the Lamed Pei the following shaila: a person is saying Abdullah, and he already said Hine Kel Yishuasi all the psukim, and he said Bar Priagofen, and I walk in after he already finished Bar Priagofen. But I heard the whole bracha, the last bracha. Maybe I didn't hear Bar Minim Sama, didn't hear Bar Miyaresh, didn't hear Bar Priagofen, but I heard the last bracha. So Rashi is quoted as saying that you yotze the havdolah. As long as you heard the bracha, you yotze havdolah. Bar Priagofen is only a brichas hanenin. But the one is saying havdolah if you want to drink the wine. I'm not going to drink the wine anyway, so I don't have to hear the Bar Piagos. If I didn't hear Bar Miyari or Asian Bar Minim Sam, I can say it separately. L'chatril, it's more correct to enhance the chashivas of the brachas of Bar Minim Sam and Bar Miyari to recite it over a cup of wine. You're supposed to hold a cup in your hand at the time that they say Bar Minim Sam and Bar Miyari Hoesh. So even the Bar Minim Sam and Bar Miyari is also considered a bracha alakos. Only there are different practices where you switch hands. At the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rav Yoh, that when you say Bar Priagofen, you hold the cup of wine in your right hand. Then the Rav Yoh says you put the cup in your left hand, and you say Bar Minim Psamim, holding the Psamim in the right hand. And then you say Bar Miyari Yoish, so you hold the cup in your left hand. And they quote from the Vilna Gaon, there's a Sefer on Brachas, Imre Noam, I think it is, on Brachas from the Vilna Gaon. He said the simple reading in the Gemara is not like the Rav Yoh. Simple reading in the Gemara is that you hold the cup in your right hand the whole time during Abdullah. You don't switch hands. And why do you hold the cup in your hand the whole Abdullah? Because you want the chashivas of a brach alakos. It should be a toast, the lechaim. The chashivas of a brach alakos should be given to not only to the Abdullah, it should be given to the Bar Minim Sama and the Bar Miyaresh also should be brachas alakos. So you should hold the kos in your right hand the whole time. So the Chuvas Rashi, quoted by the Magen Avraham, is, I came in late, I only heard the last bracha. I didn't hear the Bar Priagofen, didn't hear the other brachas. So, I'm Yotzei the Havdalah, I should say Burning Minim Samim. It doesn't have to be Alakos. Preferably it should have been Alakos. It can be without. I can say Burning Minim Samim Shalom Alakos also. So Rab Soloveitchik said the name Rab Chaim, he wasn't so convinced that Rashi would say the same by Kiddush. If he came in late, he missed by Chulu, so that's only a minute that you say by Chulu. You already said by Chulu and Shul. The Gemara talks about the significance of saying by Chulu on Friday night. So we say by Chulu and the Shemana Esrei, then you say after the Shemana Esrei, then we say three times, say by Chulu before Kiddush, that's only a minute. Medina the Gemara can say it not b'shas the Kiddush.
If you miss Kiddush Friday night, you say it during the day. You wouldn't say by Chulu anyway.
Okay. So the Rav Soloveitchik said his grandfather Rav Chaim was mesupik to say that Shuvas Rashi in the Likutei Pardes was only gezok given by Havdalah, because the Berak Pagofin is only a Brichas Hanen and it's not an integral part of the Havdalah. But Kiddush, the Berak Pagofin maybe is a chelik of the Kiddush. So if he walked in late and you just heard the Baruch of Kiddush, you didn't hear the Baruch Pagofin, could be that you wouldn't be Yotzei. So that would farem for this stira. The Chazon Ish asked the Kasha, I can say Kiddush for you with the Baruch Pagofin, even though I'm not drinking wine at all. So I don't have to be Behaseba. We don't both have to be Bishiva Behaseba. The din is at Yotzei Maitzi. Usually by Baruch Pagofim, you don't allow Shema Kaina. You don't even allow Shema Kaina, unless the other person does know how to say the bracha, a sofer and a boor. Or you don't rely on Shema Kaina. You say, if everybody is Be'aseba, so the whole Chabur is offering one Baruch Pagofim. But by Kiddush, it's a different word. By Kiddush, the Baruch Pagofim is an integral part of the Kiddush. It's not just the Birchas Hanenin. So just like I say Yotza Moitzi and the Kiddush, I say the Yotza Moitzi and the Baruch Pagofin also. But by Havdalah, Tosfos is going like the Tshuvas Rashi, that the Baruch Pagofin and Havdalah is not part of the Havdalah. It's only for the purpose of Birchas Hanenin. So if everybody's going to drink the wine, then you have to have Haseba for everybody. You can't say, you don't even have to drink the wine at all. No, you don't have to drink the wine at all. That's only by Kiddush. By Abdullah, we wouldn't say like that. That's Tosfos is clearly distinguishing between Kiddush and Abdullah. That's where Rav Chaim got it from, exactly from this Tosfos.
Rav Schefter, why don't we say Yeshiva Didan by Siddharam? Why don't we say that Yeshiva Didan is like the way they were leaning back then?
Some Rishonim Taka, the Rav Yoh Taka says like that. They quote in Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Yoh of the opinion that Haseba doesn't make any sense bizman hazeh. It's so unusual, it's so annoying by us, but we're not at all used to eating the Haseba, so we find it a nuisance. The whole idea of Haseba is to demonstrate Derech Eres. By us, it's a nuisance. So the Rav Yoh is of the opinion that you don't have to have Haseba. And that's the Shalit. It's Shulchan Aruch, it says the women rely on the Rav Yoh. So the women, the Medina, the Gemara, the women are just as mechayev as the men in Haseba. But the minig is that the women rely on the Rav Yoh, they don't do Haseba. Or let's say if a person, by mistake, he had the kosis of Yayin, b'li Haseba, so they say sometimes he can rely on the Rav Yoh, but he that you yotze b'li Haseba. Yeah, so that's a question. So why is it that why only the women rely on the Rav Yoh? Why don't the men follow the Rav Yoh also? It's a good svar that Bizman Hazeh the Haseba doesn't make any sense. So we once said over a very beautiful explanation that goes as follows. We'll say Bekitza, the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuvas is bothered with a kasha. Somebody asked them, why aren't women obligated to wear tefillin? Because Afin Hoy Biosa Nes. We say women are obligated in Arba Kosis and in Haseba, and in Mikra Megillah, and in Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, because Afen Haibiyos HaNes. It's a Zechel HaNes. And Shalva Shudin, Rabbi Natam says also, in Lacha Mishnah, is Zechel HaMont, Afen Haibiyos HaNes. So why don't you say Afen Haibiyos HaNes regarding Tefillin? Because it says in the Chumash, the purpose of wearing Tefillin, L'man Tiyotar Sashem Eficha Kibiyar Chazaka, the wearing of tefillin is zechel yitzias mitzrayim. So why don't women have to put on tefillin because of an avios on this? So the Chassam Sofer gives first one technical answer, and then he gives the answer that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained, Bahar Chova. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik touched up the terminology over here. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained, basically it says it in the Chassam Sofer's Tshuva, but he touched it on. So he said that two different things, Zechel HaNes and Pesumi Nisa. So women are only Mechuyev, Afen HaBios HaNes, and in Mitzvah Sestish HaZman Groma, it's an exception to the rule. Women are usually exempt. In principle, the women are exempt from Mitzvah Sestish HaZman Groma, but if it's Pesumi Nisa, then the women are Mechuyev. So that's only where the Mitzvah is Pesumi Nisa. Pesumi Nisa is when you say Bracha Shasun Nisim Laveseinu. That's an indication that the mitzvah is Pesumi Nisa. So when you read the Megillah, you tell the whole story. What it's all about. So there's Pesumi Nisa. A Pesach night you have has Seba and Abrikosis, and you tell the whole Agadah, you tell the whole story. But as far as tefillin is concerned, you see a person wearing tefillin, the first thing that comes to mind is Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to open up the parshias to see what it says inside. So the person who's wearing tefillin doesn't tell the story. And the people who see him, the maximum you can say is that wearing tefillin is zechel hanes, but you can't say that it's pesumi nisa. So that's basically what the Chassam Sofer answers. That the women, you only say afen habios hanes when the nature of the mitzvah is pesumi nisa, when zechel hanes you don't. So that's what the minhag olam is.
The lechem mishnah?
That's highly questionable. The Ran disagrees with the Rabbi Natan. He thinks that Lechemishna and Shalashudas women are Mechuyev for a different reason. He's not so convinced of the Rabbi Natan's reason, because Lechemishna and Shalashudas also is probably Zechel Nes. It's not really Pesumi Nisa. Exactly. So that's why the Ran is not happy. He says the same as Rabbi Natan women are Mechuyev, but for a different reason, totally different reason. So that's perhaps the Pshat. Bisman HaGemara, that it was a common practice that wealthy people would eat Be'aseba. So then there was an element, Be'aseba had an element of Pesumi Nisa. So women are Mechuyev. Bisman HaZeh, why did the men do Be'aseba? Why does anybody do Be'aseba? So the answer is, it's Zechel HaNes. Because there's a Medrash Rabbah on the Pasuk in the beginning of B'Shalach. Vayi B'Shalach Parasam, Le'enoch HaLinkim Derechet. How does it say? Vayasev alekim asam derech amid bayam suf. So what does it mean, vayasev? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them saviv saviv. Instead of going directly in Eretz Yisrael, he took them in a roundabout way. Vayasev alekim. So the Medrash Rabbi has an additional level of interpretation. Vayasev alekim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them b'nei choyrin, and they ate behaseva. And they ate behaseva. So that's what we say that today. Today it's not comfortable to eat Be'aseba, so we still continue to. So the Rabbi Yoh says it doesn't make sense, so don't do Be'aseba. So the common practice is not like the Rabbi Yoh. We assume that Be'aseba b'zman hazeh is zechel hanes. It's not Pesumi Nisa, because it's so uncomfortable today. Normal people don't eat Be'aseba, it's only zechel hanes. It's only zechel hanes that women are not mechuyev. Women are only mechuyev when there's Pesumi Nisa. So it used to be, in the days of the Gemara, eating Be'aseba used to be Pesumi Nisa. Eating Be'aseba and drinking Abikosis were the two ways to fulfill a mitzvah, b'chol dar v'dar chayvonim laharis usatzmo, kilu hiyotzim in Tzrayim, to demonstrate cheres. It was a way to have Pesumi Nisa, but b'zman hazeh there's no element of Pesumi Nisa, because it's so uncomfortable. So eating Be'aseba is only zechel hanes, zechel because the Medrash says, on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Vayaseba lekim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had them eat behaseba, because he made them in echeret. That was the suggestion that was made. That b'zman hazeh, the haseba by Pesach night is only b'torah zechel hanes, it's no longer for the sake of Pesumi Nisa. Hi, I thought we were going to finish. Yeah, here there's an issue. Let's say you have a bris on Shabbos morning. So you do the bris after the davening, usually. You do the bris after the davening. And then you say the bracha, shekiddush yedid mebet nober, a cup of wine, kareis abris. Then you say, kaimas aliyah lanzet. Then you take a sip of the wine. But you have to have kiddush. You're not allowed to eat before kiddush. So how do you drink the wine? So whenever you're going to say the bracha, after the bris, Hashem Kiddush you did in bet in Karis HaBris, you have to plan, that's going to be your Kiddush, and you have to plan to eat right away over there. You can't just make the bris and shul and just drink the wine. That's not Kiddush Mamakum Suda, and you're drinking the wine before Kiddush, you have to say Kiddush at home. So you should really have in mind to have Lecha Mishnah to eat that Shulchan Aruch points this out. You should have in mind to eat right away. Okay, at least we finished Reisha and Gimel. All we're going to discuss, basically, we finished. Oh yeah, there's another thing. We may as well mention this. Yeah, let's say I live in an apartment building. So I have for religious Jews upstairs. I live on the second floor, and others live upstairs. So let's say I can sing Kiddush in my dining room, and the neighbors upstairs will hear in their apartment. So that's me bias lebias. If I make Kiddush in my apartment, I plan to eat upstairs by one of the neighbors, that's not Kiddush Mamak Masuda, because that's like Mibayis Lebayis. It's a different apartment. It's not Mecheder Lecheder Bos Abayis. It's like Mibayis Lebayis. But if I scream upstairs, I tell them, listen to my Kiddush, and you'll be Yotzei. So since they're hearing Kiddush Mamak Masuda where they're going to eat, and I'm in Kiddush where I'm going to eat, so we're both Yotzei with the Kiddush. It's Kiddush Mamak Masuda for both of us. That says in the Shulchan Aruch. That's not a problem. That's Kiddush Mamak Masuda for both of us. Yeah, some people recently had COVID, so some of the families, the father had COVID, the wife and the children didn't have. So the father had to be isolated. He had to be quarantined in one room in the house, and the wife and the children were going to be in another room. So the husband, the father, was going to eat all of his meals in his bedroom, and the wife and the children are going to eat the meals in the dining room. So the husband said Kiddush where he's eating, and the door was open a little bit to the hallway, and the children and the mother was in the hallway. That's Micheder Lecheder Bos Abayis in the same apartment. So the father said Kiddush, and they were listening to Kiddush. They're going to eat in the dining room. So that's Micheder Lecheder Bos Abayis in the same apartment. That's called Kiddush Mamakom Suda. That's okay. That doesn't pose a problem. Okay. Well, we know the next week we'll have to start from Reish Ayin Dalet, the Tzias HaPas. Okay, we finished Reish Ayin Gimel.
That would also work from Mibayis Labayis, from one apartment to another. Isn't that Mibayis Labayis?
Mibayis Labayis is no good if you're going to say Kiddush here and go to eat somewhere else. But if I'm singing Kiddush out loud, and the people in the other apartment can hear, I have a mind to be mitzvah to them, they have a mind to be yotzei. So they're shomer kona, they're hearing Kiddush where they're eating, and I'm saying Kiddush where I'm eating. So that's, for all of us, that's called Kiddush b'makom masuda. Here, by the whole family's in the same apartment, but the father of the household is quarantined, and the rest, the wife and the children, are not. So the father's going to say Kiddush in his little room, and the children he's going to eat all of his meals in his little room, and the children and the mother are going to eat in the dining room. So now they're walking around in the hallway, the father's going to say Kiddush in his room, they're going to listen in the hallway, then they're going to go to the dining room to eat. So that's Micheder Lecheder Bos Abayis, that's in the same apartment. So that's acceptable. Micheder Lecheder Bos Abayis, that is acceptable.
With the first meal on Shabbos morning, with a piece of mizonos, Kazayis of Zonos help rather than pas?
If the one relies on the Gainim, then a Kazayis of Zonos would be good. If one is in the practice of being Machma like the Vilna Gaim, Meshem the Rosh, then you should arrange, then you should have Lecha Mishnah there. Yeah. Are we still on Zoom? Can I still say it by Torah on the Parsha? Or?
Absolutely, you can.
Oh, okay. People can still hear. The Gemara points out that there are lamates ovis malachas on Shabbos, but we don't, not all the malachas are created equal. They don't all have the same status. So the Moshel, Tosis on the first daf in Shabbos, daf beis amun aleph, in the opening Mishnah, Tosis has a yesod, which they repeat in different places, that hoitzoh is a malacha grua. We understand what it means. All the malachas are zecha lebriyas shamayim ba'aretz. The malachas are creative activity. Except for Hoitzoah. Hoitzoah just, the object was here and I move it to a different location. So I can use it there. But it's the same old object that it was before. I didn't really change anything. all the other malachas, there's some major change that's taking place. So Taisus says, you need a separate, all the malachas are learned out from the Mishkan. So what do you, but there's a separate pasuk to tell you that Haitzah is a malacha, that's in this week's Sedra, and Vayakel, Vayikali HaMehavi, HaMalacha HaSa Dayam, so the Gemara says, the Chumash calls the bringing of the donation, the bringing of the objects from the Rishus HaYachid, where the people lived, into the Rishus HaRabim, where the people were collecting things for the Mishkan, so the pasuk refers to that, the Haitzah, as a malacha. So if you wouldn't have a pasuk, you would have thought Haitzah is not a malacha at all. It's no creative activity. You're not changing anything. So I need a pasuk to say that it is a malacha. Then Taisa says you would have thought that Haitzah doesn't have any toldos. So you need a pasuk. Haitzah has toldos. So it's a question. When we say Haitzah is a malacha grua, this is only for hava minis. I would have thought that it doesn't have all the same dinim like the other malachas. So Kamashmalan Acharik Echlokin. So it was the same as every other malacha. Or do you say no? Even Alocha Lamaisa, it's different. So there's a Prima Godem writes. He thinks even Alocha Lamaisa, it's different. He thinks he's going to get the Chatzishir. The Gemara says if you carry a Chatzishir and you have 2.5 prokim like this, what's the shear for it? So if you're carrying paper, it's one shear. Carrying plastic is a different shear. Carrying metal, carrying water, carrying Michael Behemoth, carrying Michael Adam, each item has a different shear, and the long arichas and the mishnayos, what the shear is. What if I carried a chatzi shear, then I carry another chatzi shear later? So if the first chatzi shear is still there, then they mitzvah from Yachad. But if a dog ate it up, or a person ate it up, and it's no longer there, then I carry the other chatzi shear, it's not mitzvah. So the Prima Godem thinks that's only by Hoitzah. By other malachas, it would be mitzvah even though it disappeared in between. He thinks that the Haitzah is different. Not only you would have thought it's different, even Halacha Lamaisa it's different. The Poel Mamash it's different. Then there's a pasuk also on today's Sedra. Lo Sabar Reish B'chol Mosh V'Seichem B'Yayim HaShabbos. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim. Why does the Chumash single out Havar? There's so many Lamatas of Halacha. Why single out Havar? So one time is of the opinion, we don't pass like this. One time is of the opinion, Havara Lalav Yatzas. That if you do Havara, if you make a fire or you throw something into the fire, so there's no Kuris and there's no Misa, it's only a Lav. So we don't pass like that. We pass, there is Kuris and there is Misa, and the reason why Havara was singled out, a different reason. So that's an interesting discussion. If you say Havara Lalav Yatzas, would you say the same for Kibui? Havara and Kibui are twin Malachas and they're related. So according to the Tano, thinks that Havara is only Lalav Yatzes, no Kuris and there's no Misa. Maybe the same should apply to Kibui. So there was a great Goyen who lived in the days of the Vilna Goyen, Rabbi Nasha Ilya. I think he married a girl who lived in the city Ilya. So after he got married, he moved there. So he's known as Rabbi Nasha Ilya. I forgot what the family name was. So this Rabbi Nasha Ilya wrote a Sefer Alfei Menashe. And he was a relative somehow of the Rashash. So the Rashash quotes from the Sefer Alfei Menashe, L'sher Besori, that his relative Shin Beis is a Rashi Davis. She'er Besori, Menashe Ilya. So Menashe Ilya assumes, and the Rashash quotes shows a thesis in Beitza like that, that if you hold Havara L'lav Yatzas, it applies to Kibui also. Kibui is also only L'lav Yatzas, and there's no Kuris and there's no Mis. But then the Rashash points out, it's contradicted from a Ferishi Gemara, increases. The Gemara says, Amachata B'Gecholim, one who pokes around in the coals in the furnace. So some of the coals, when you start, will be black and some will be orange. When you poke them around, when you poke around, chita gecholim, so some of those that were black will become on fire. They'll turn orange and red. And some of them that were orange before will turn black. So the Gemara says, Yechayiv shtayim, if you did it b'shogi. Yechayiv chatos because of mechaba, Yechayiv chatos because of mavir. And if you hold, the Gemara says there's another price, if you hold Havar Lalav Yatzos, then you only bechayv one chatas for the kibui, one bechayv a chatas for the Havar. So it's mefurish in the Gemara, that Havar Lalav Yatzos only goes on Havar, it doesn't go on kibui. Then you have a pasuk on last week's Sedra, Bechorish of Akotze Tishbos, in connection with Malachas HaMishkan, so the Torah keeps on emphasizing, Malachas HaMishkan is important, but you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to build a Mishkan. So the pasuk says, "Bachorish v'akotzer tishbois." Why does it single out chorish v'kotzer? There's so many other lamentas of malachas. How come the Gemara never discuss? Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. Why is havara mentioned? Havara lalaviatzas or lechaligatz. Why does the Gemara talk about bacharish abakatzat tishbais? So Rabbi Kiva Eger on Yeridaya Hilcha Shchita, I think sin and base, when they have the din, then Machal Shabbos Befraheset, Dina Ka'akum, and Shchitas and Avela. So Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes, there was an opinion from the days of the early Rishonim, maybe late Ge'onim, that Machal Shabbos Befraheset, Dina Ka'akum, and Shchitas and Avela only applies to Avodah Sakarka. It doesn't apply to other Malachas, if he does Havara, if he does Kaisev, if he does Machek, only applies to Avodah Sakarka. So I think Rav Soloveitchik once suggested that maybe it's mentioned specifically that Bacharish HaBakotzeh Tishbeis, according to those Rishonim, because Avodah Sakarka is Machomer, that you have this din, a Machal Shabbos Vesed Din HaKakum, only by Avodah Sakarka. Let's say the barber stays open on Shabbos. Barber does a different malacha of Gozes. He's shearing off the hair. That's so according to those late Goinim, early Rishonim, the barber who is Machal Shabbos Befes, he wouldn't have the din Dina Ka'akum, only in Avodah Sakarka.
The Zirid Rashid is talking about Shvius.
Yeah, I think the Tanoim have a Machlekes, whether it's talking about Shvius, it's talking about, right, one Tana says it's talking about Shvius, and it tells you the din of Chorish Aler Shvius, and Katsu Shomashai Shvius, tells you the din of Tasefa Shvius. I think the other Tana says, no, it's talking about Shabbos. I think that's a machlekes atanoim. Yeah, so not all the malachas are the same. Sometimes the malachas are not. And some rishonim claim that mavid al anamis b'shus rabim doesn't have the same dinim as moitzi b'shus rishus. Because mavid al anamis only halacha l'moshe mitzina hilchus agmiri lo. So moitzi b'shus rishus you need malachas b'shevis. Mavid al anamis b'shus rabim, there's such a thesis rishonim. You wouldn't need malachas machshev, so there would be differences alof alamais. Bottom line, there's room to argue the point and say that not all alamatas malachas are governed with the same rules. Some of them may be different from the others. Okay, Lineta, next week we will continue. We'll start from Eishayin Dalit. Good.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Sure.
The case of the Mario making Kiddush, being Yaitse Kiddush, why is it not a problem of Angos and Mitzvahs Kavilos Kavilos?
Interesting question. I don't know. You got to think about that. Maybe it is. I don't know. Shabbos morning, well, you say it's Bar Pi Agofen. It may be. It's only a Pichas Anenim. Mentioned, I think, last week. We spoke about it. The Netziv has a commentary on the Shiltas that he wrote as a teenager. And his brother-in-law, Darach HaShulchan, also wrote a commentary, he refers to it. So they both have the same comment, that it would appear from the Shiltas that on Shabbos morning, when you make Kiddush over the wine, whoever doesn't drink the wine is not Yotze the Kiddush. Friday night is the Brach HaLakos. So even if you don't drink the wine, we assume that you're Yotze. But on Shabbos morning, it's only Brichas Anenin. So whoever doesn't drink the wine, the Bar Pragafen doesn't relate to them. So if it's only a Brichas Anenin, you probably wouldn't say Chavilas, 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 Chavilas. It's a Brichas Amitzo. You're not doing any, there is no Brichas Amitzo. All you're doing is they're drinking a little wine. I don't know. You have to give it some thought. It's a good question.
Maybe if you made a full Kiddush on Shabbos morning, because there's someone at the Suda, you're doing Kiruv and they didn't hear it at night,
yeah.
Would that make the Baruch Priya Geffen, the Berchas HaMitzvah?
Yeah. That would
for
be,
everyone?
You know, that would be an issue of Chavilas. I say Kiddush and I say Asher Kiddush, you did me bet then, both on the same cup of wine. That would be an issue, yeah. To say both Asher Kiddush, you did me bet then, Asher Kiddush, Ratz Avanu, with one Bar Pi'a Gav, one cup of wine, that would be an issue of Chavilas Chavilas.
No, not with the Bris Milah, but let's say you just had guests at the meal on Shabbos lunch,
yeah,
and they didn't hear it at night, and there might be an Indian of saying a full Kiddush for them because they weren't Yotzei the one at night.
Sounds good.
Then, does that make the Bar Pi'a Gav and the Berchas HaMitzvah for everyone?
And therefore what? What will be accomplished?
They wouldn't have to drink.
Even the Ritva will agree that I can be Moitzi the others even if I'm not drinking, or the waters wouldn't have to drink. Nah, I don't think so. I don't know. It's a good question. You got to think about that.
Baruch Atchila, should you make the full Kiddush if there's someone there, as long as you're not embarrassing them by doing it? If it's a Kiruv situation, and there's somebody who didn't hear Kiddush Friday night, they come for a Shabbos lunch meal.
It's probably a good idea. Sounds like a very good idea. You should say the whole Kiddush to them. You might see them. You got to explain to them. You got to explain to them what's going on.
Without Be'ilu.
Yeah. We there's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis regarding Shemea Kaina. So Rashi says, Shemea Kaina, if I hear the brach, even though I don't understand the words, it's still called Shemea Kaina. In the Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is like Taisvis. Shemea means I hear. I'm not hard of hearing, I hear, and Shemea means ani mevin. But if I don't understand Hebrew, then it's Eino Shemea. Then it's not, you can't be Yotze with Shemea Kainu. So maybe if you have someone who didn't say Kiddush last night and he doesn't understand Hebrew, maybe we should say the Kiddush in English for him. He could be Yotze in translation also. Maybe we should say the Kiddush in English for him to be Yotze him. In English he can say his own Kiddush already. He doesn't know Hebrew, but maybe we should give him a cup of wine and give him the text of the Kiddush in English, Elazokin Kiddush. Okay. It's a good idea. What to consider. Very good. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll may I ask a question?
Next week. Yeah. Please, yeah.
Is it shayach to say that an apartment building is a bayis echad and it's mecheder lecheder?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's only called
mecheder. It's under one roof.
Yeah, it's one building, yeah. I don't think so. I think each apartment is like a separate home. My impression is that each apartment is mibayis lebayis. I don't think it's mecheder lecheder bayis habayis. I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Very good. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.